take a class, a very good class with a very good instructor, but it just did not click. My head did not click. It was, well, first of all, it was writing it down as you heard it. And I could push myself to do that. But I really think since that time, maybe a couple years ago, I have determined that the best way to learn that foreign language is to head copy. And so I was cruising around on YouTube, and I found this CW title, and it was simply this, Instant Character Recognition. And this is something I haven't been able to do, just know it when I hear it. Instant Character Recognition. And that's a lot like head copy. I imagine that's just another way to say it. But this individual, well, I'll just give a little bit of his credentials. He's a ham, of course, extra class, a astrophysicist, worked for NASA on the space shuttle program. So he didn't have to say anything more to me. I'm standing straight up. I'm saying, well, teach me what you can. And so he demonstrated a program that is used with the Long Island CW school. And they're pretty famous these days about classes. You have to join their club in order to take those classes, but it's when you can and however long you want to. And I'll let this drop for a second. It's cooled a bit. It is, it's based on the web, on the internet. So you can, with a browser, you can dial into it with a Windows machine, with a Macintosh, with a Linux machine, with a tablet, with a phone. Goodness, you can just get to it any old way. And it gives it to you in so many different ways. It allows you to hear it and respond to it in ways that are instantly teaching you to hear it, to recognize it when you hear it. And I haven't started this, and I just found it today, but I got on the internet, and I sent an email to a fellow hand that I know is struggling like I am. So anyway, that's I have one more thing, but I should let you speak a little bit. K4JBQ.
DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, Larry, you know, whatever works for you. I tell people, you know, once you learn the characters, a lot of people say, you know, sit down with a key and start sending. Well, you know what you're going to send. You know you're going to, if you're going to send a K or an R or it doesn't matter what it is. You know what, if you know the characters, you know what you're going to send. So that's not a problem. And you can send faster than you can copy. You may be sitting down there and you know, just for giggles, you send out KK4JBQ. You know what those characters are, and you just fly to them on the iambic paddle or straight key or whatever you're using. But I tell people to put the key aside and listen. You know, learn the characters and then listen. And then, you know, you get just the way you did your ABCs. You know, when you were little, you first learned your ABCs. You had a little song that went with it, and so you learned your ABCs. And then a little bit later, you started putting the letters together and making words. Well, the same, it works the same way in CW. Once you learn the characters, a little bit later, you won't hear an individual character. You'll hear words. And it does take some time. And there's a lot of people that won't agree with me, but I was in the military, and I had to take CW, or learn CW while I was in the military, and they sit you down in a classroom and sit you in front of a computer, and then they sit there and you listen to the did-ahs for about 8 hours, and then you want to scream when you get out of there. But sooner or later, you know, you hear a character, you type it. You hear another character, you type it. And it's monotonous, it's boring, but after a fashion it becomes fun, you know, once you, if you really want to get into it. If you don't want to learn it and you don't want to have anything to do with it, it's going to be hard.
Right.
Just a quick break. I was listening by the code. You're absolutely right. You hear the code, and after a while, you hear the word almost. I can't say enough. I don't know what my point was. I'm sorry. I've lost my thought.
All right. You got so much on your mind. It's a wonder you had a thought to begin with. I'm just picking at you. Don't take it wrong, please. But if you think about it, come on back and let us know what it was. Larry, Alton will be back with us in a minute or two.
This is KK4JBQ with KI4DOS and the NIP. Well, the next thing I have to speak about is just a matter of general knowledge. People who know me don't know me as a fool, but I might be changing your mind. As you well know, there's a hurricane off the coast of Florida, and it's scheduled to shinny up the East Coast, bring us lots of wind and lots of rain. That's the way I first heard it this morning. Well, this put the fear in me, because I have gutters full of leaves. I mean to tell you, this past week did a couple of rakings, but a lot of them, because the major offender is a big, big old maple tree that had, oh, I don't know, 10 gazillion leaves on it. But now they're all gone. So I felt safe, and I felt some pressure because of all the rain. I heard that at a rate of about 3 inches an hour, we were going to get 4 inches of rain on Friday night. And I said, this is night. This is after you can't look at it, but you can hear it pounding on the roof. And you know your gutters are stopped up. You know it's going to overflow and do some damage to the eaves and all this, and it was just getting to me. So I convinced Donna to help me. That was a blessing. And she did so, and we did ours, and we did the gentleman next door. He's invalid cancer patient, and his were just as stuffed as ours because the same tree was filling up his gutters. So we did his first so we wouldn't have to be tired and, you know, do his. So we were full of it and got his all cleaned up, all flushed out, ready to accept the deluge, and started on ours. We finished it up in fine fashion. Everything is beautiful and free running. It's like, I'm not going to say that. So then we're putting things away. And I said, Donna, wind up that hose. We were using a hose to flush out the gutters. And she was winding that up, and I thought I would take care of the ladder. So I had an incident with a ladder in uneven ground. This is our front yard, but it's uneven ground. And I'm walking toward the driveway. I wanted to put it away in the garage. Well, I had a misstep, and I let the ladder go, but I kept going myself onto the pavement of the driveway. And that's one rough surface. You know, they sweep those while the concrete's setting, and it's one rough surface. So I land on my right hand and wrist, and that's all, you know, painful. Oh, goodness. and I busted my glasses up, and I somehow bruised a rib. Now, none of this is life-threatening, and none of this is serious at all. Just painful, and I feel foolish for not waiting to allow. Now, this is the point for all of this talk. I feel foolish for not letting Donna finish her work and help me with the ladder. That would have been the wise thing to do. KK4JBQ.
Mary, I'm giggling about it. I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at the situation. I'm sorry that you got hurt. I really am. But you know that uneven ground, it'll jump up there and trip you before you know it. And I mean, it doesn't just do us older fellas. It does young people too. It doesn't make any difference what age you are. That uneven ground's gonna reach up there and it's gonna knock you over one of these days, if it hadn't already. But I think putting the ladder up was I guess I'm gonna be a little chauvinist. You know, that's kind of a man thing. I know the ladies can do it. You know, they talk about the. I've heard the expression that women are the weaker of the two sexes. I disagree with that because I have never seen a man walk around a shopping mall with a 40-pound youngin on their hip and do that for 2 or 3 hours at a time. I can't do it, so I don't think the women are that weak. But anyway, sometimes we get ahead of ourselves and we say, well, we'll go ahead and take care of this. I'm guilty of it as well. I've done it instead of waiting on some help. Being hard-headed, I get out there and do it myself anyway, and sometimes it bites me and sometimes it doesn't. But I'm getting to the point now to where if I think it might jump back and bite me, I think I'll just wait on a little help. I'm getting too old to fight with things such as ladders that aren't very forgiving when they hit you.
I agree with all of that. You and I have not counted each other's birthday candles, but I'm not shy about it, you know. I feel privileged to have lived 71 years here. And I know I don't have forever here. I do like, you know, I like it mostly. But I know I have another home. And while I'm in no great rush, I've been privileged to be here. And I'll just say it that way. But Donna was all, oh boy. I called out to her laying flat on the concrete. She heard the ladder crash to the ground, of course, and she was there in a snap, just right on it. And she says, have you broken anything? And I said, honey, I don't know. I forgot my x-ray machine. I don't know if I've broken anything, but it all feels kind of, you know, beat up. But it's these internal injuries. I've got, you know, what amounts to what looks like a rug burn on my knee. I went down on one knee, and then my wrist, my right hand wrist. So I can feel that, but I can't see it, you know. And I can't see how this rib feels real tender, you know. And it kind of reminds me that it's there. I never paid any attention before. It reminds me that it's there when I breathe. But anyhow, I will heal up from this. But I'll probably be more cautious in the future. I do have to respect the, you know, we get brittle. We shrink and we get brittle as we get older. I think I've lost an inch in the last 10 years. But anyway, I'm proud to be here, and it's really good to talk with you. And I really enjoyed Robert earlier talking about his privilege to work at the polls. I have thanked poll workers for years. It just seems like these people had, well, who knows what else to do. that they chose to be here so that I can be served in doing my duty and exercising my privilege. Yeah, it's all of that. And anyway, Gary, it's good to talk with you. Thank you for allowing me all this time, and I hope I haven't bored anybody to tears. I am going to rest up and heal up. And it's been good. Thank you so much for the net that you bring us every week for I don't know how many weeks. I think it's well over 200 now. Anyhow, you take care, and I wish everybody a good night and 7-3. KK4JBQ.
We do appreciate you staying in and talking with us a little bit. And you take care of that road rash. That's what my mother always called it when I fell off my bicycle and skinned a knee or my hand or whatnot. Take care of that, and take care of that rib, because I have had a broken rib, and it hurts to breathe. I feel for you with a bruised one, because it still hurts. But glad you got Miss Donna over there to be able to take care of you and be your nurse, and she'll take care of you, I'm sure. Tell Miss Donna we said hello, and hope y'all have a great day tomorrow. Appreciate you hanging in and talking with us a little bit. Enjoyed it as always, and look forward to doing it again. You take care, Larry, and we'll talk at you later. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
This is Whiskey 4, Hotel India. Name's Bruce, Bruce, and Seneca, -. Thank you.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to W4HI, Minister Bruce, down there in Seneca. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bruce. Hope you're doing well. Any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS. Let's come about wrap it up tonight. I'll submit my net report, and then we'll finish closing her out. There you have it, folks. Had a grand total of 63 tonight. Appreciate each and every one of you out there in Radio Land. Folks, you're the people that make the net. If y'all didn't check in with us, we wouldn't have a net, you know. there's a lot of people that would like to have these numbers, and we appreciate each and every one of you. And y'all come back again tomorrow night. Mr. Matt, WG4MC, will be calling, to the best of my knowledge. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all those folks checked in with us, we will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.